What's up, entrepreneurs? Welcome to Untrade Chat Daily with me, Diana Gladney, your small business and video marketing coach for home-based business entrepreneurs, where I take you behind the scenes of what it's like to run a small business on a day-to-day basis to help you along your journey and share my thoughts and tips to help you share your passion and change people's lives. So if you're into chatting about that, let's jump right into today's message. What is up, entrepreneurs? Welcome back to Untrade Chats Daily with me, your host, Diana Gladney. I'm so excited that you are here. We get to share another day together. So today's episode is all about vlogging. Five ways a vlogging challenge can actually grow your business. Now, vlogging is something that I have done over time to stretch myself at different ways. At first, I would do them in different groups, or one group in particular, just so that I could get used to sharing my message or start talking about my message to an audience, to somebody for feedback, just to, you know, get it, not necessarily exposure, because those early videos aren't videos I necessarily want somebody to see. However, they got me used to being on camera. And the thing with vlogging is that most people think that for you to turn a camera on yourself, especially if you're somebody that's not, you know, when selfies first became a thing, you didn't jump on board right away, like you didn't get it. Like, I thought for the longest time, selfie sticks are stupid and da-da-da-da-da. But, you know, it's just not my general nature and personality, you know. Outside of my business, if I didn't have a business, I would never be doing probably any of this. And if I had to later on, you know, and just get started like now, I'd feel super overwhelmed with all of the different things that's going on and just like having to get involved into this world. So I get that it's not easy. It is intimidating to turn a camera on yourself and to, you know, start getting exposure and putting yourself out there. And so today I want to talk about five ways a vlogging challenge can actually grow your business. So number one, it stretches you to learn a new skill. And trust me, vlogging is certainly a skill. More than anything, recognizing that now as I go through this particular vlogging challenge, this Vlogmas, because I'm at a different stage in my business, I'm at a different level of thinking, I'm preparing a new course, and I haven't even started really sharing any of that yet, but the rest of the vlogs will be covering different content and themes surrounded by that. So if you're curious on that and what's coming down with the sponsor of the day, which is brought to you by the Entree Insiders Video Academy. So that academy has not launched yet, but if you want to give your insights and your thoughts on what you would like to see in a course designed to help you get used to being on camera, but not just that, but really learning to share your message and do the thing that you want online through online video so that you can begin to grow your business, whether you want to create a course or you want to just start sharing a message that really, really matters to you so that you can help change people's lives, create some income through your business, whether that be directly or passively, then make sure that you click the link in the description of today's podcast so that you can get access to a 15-minute interview with me, and you'll be able to share your thoughts and any challenges that you're having when it comes to video. So that's the sponsor. It always will be my own shindig, so or something beneficial at least. So yeah, that's new. But yeah, so I'm doing those 15-minute interviews this week, and I'm also doing a 15-minute bonus coaching Q&A type sessions if you decide that you want to do the interview and you want to take advantage of that. So I open up some new time slots for this week, so make sure you definitely check that out. It will be in the description for today's podcast. So, but the thing about doing a vlogging challenge is it really stretches you to learn this new skill of vlogging. You would think that since we're living in an age where we have some of the best technology, the best cameras, the best everything that you could possibly think of on the planet for content creation, period. It's never been easier. That vlogging will kind of come as a second nature, even if you're not used to it. Kind of like driving. It's not new. Cars are not new. They've been around for a while. We have some of the best cars around. And, you know, technology is at its peak. It's the highest that it's ever been. And it just continues to get to new heights. So it's fairly easy for you to, you know, turn from left to right and bump into several actual drivers, people that drive cars and whatnot. And you learn the skill. But vlogging is something that you are doing solo. You know, it's not like a Gary Vaynerchuk, you got somebody to follow you around type deal. It's something where you have to do it yourself. So you have this camera, and whether you hand holding it, you got a tripod, you got monopod, which is just a single stick instead of a tripod. You have a gimbal that, you know, is, has electronic stabilization to keep all your movements very fluid. Or you just have a, you know, selfie stick for your phone, or you're using some kind of GorillaPod or something to kind of get a little bit more stabilized footage and give you more creative abilities when it comes to where you can record at and attach it to and all that good stuff. But vlogging really stretches you to learn a new skill simply because you're going to be doing something that you probably don't really want to do. And you're going to be doing something that is just weird. I don't think there's any other way to put it. It's just weird. You're sitting there, you're talking to this inanimate object, but knowing that the message that you're creating will potentially go out to tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people potentially, you know, even millions at different times if you become one of the more popular vloggers of the day and of the time and all that good stuff. However, it's very interesting simply because their vlogging was not a thing that, you know, it seemed that big of a deal. I remember watching vlogs before they even really had a name. It was just people recording themselves and their life. I remember watching a vlogger, and she was going to set up her home office, and I knew that once my mother was healed from her surgery that she would have had when I first moved back home, and I would move out of the house. I knew I wanted to set up my own home office, but I wanted it to be nice. So I'm trying to think of what I want to do, what kind of stuff that I want. And she was going to IKEA, a store that hadn't come to St. Louis yet at that time. And I'm trying to think through ideas. And so not really having the time to go to the stores and look around, and not even really wanting to, just trying to find somebody that may have gone into the store and recorded. And wouldn't you know, she's getting ready to set up her own home office, and she wants her own desk and lamp and situation set up. And I started following her along for that. And then I stayed for a long, long, long time just watching her videos. For the life of me, I can't think of the creator's name or the channel, and I can't find it because it was before the subscribe button and the bells and the like button, all that stuff was a thing. You literally had to save the RSS feed link type information in your own browser and go back to the content there. So there was no subscribe, and, you know, phones weren't what they are now. It's just a different time. Now you can stay connected with your people and they'll watch you go through those different things. Or if it's something that you're doing that they want to, you know, take a look into what's going on and all kinds of stuff like that, they can pay attention to your journey. And furthermore, you get better as you go along. The longer you do this, the better you get. So it does stretch you because you're going to have to set it up in different kind of ways and set it over here. And you experiment a lot too, trying out different looks that you've seen or how do they do this, but you otherwise may not have been doing that. Second thing that it does to help grow your business is you, again, it's set over. Already kind of start talking about it, but it's like you experiment outside the normal produced channel content that you would do. All of my videos have structure. All of my videos have a specific flow, a specific type of content to it. It's all, you know, it has a certain type of vibe and all that kind of stuff. Well, vlogging has not been like that. And that's one of the things that has made this more challenging for me, is because I don't know what the structure should be necessarily for these day-to-day goings, and my actual day-to-day goings is essentially the same. So thinking with that, I'm like, okay, now what do I want to share of what I'm doing? And it's just like most of these, it's almost like 30 days in the office, essentially, or 25 days, because it's only up until Christmas. 25 days of being in the office. And that's literally what it is. You know, me recording a podcast, me getting on, you know, live chats and got the camera on, me having meetings, me, which I really haven't shown a lot of that, but me sitting here reading, me taking a break, me, you know, it's just like, it's not all that interesting, but it forces me to think outside of the normal way that I would think and of how I'm going to produce this video, because you have to figure out a way to try to make that somewhat interesting, give it a narrative, have something going on. At least I can say the challenges with the trying to get the M50 repaired and what's going on with that has at least given some type of theme to this is an unresolved issue happening in the background. So with that, and it's just about trying to get you to see life through my eyes as things are happening and give you that same third part. It's almost like sometimes you're giving a first person experience and a third person experience. Here's what I'm doing. Here's how I'm doing it versus here's a look into what I'm doing. So you have to, you definitely experiment going between first and third person type narrative situations. But it's definitely outside the norm, unless you're already have like a vlogging channel. But you otherwise, though, you're going outside of the norm for what you're typically going to produce on your channel. Number three, you go behind the scenes, look at your business and your business operations. And so, again, most people may think that because you're running a business from home or you're doing this, maybe you sit on the couch sometimes and you're doing this. Maybe in the room and you're laying down, you're doing this. No, like this is my whole thinking space. I'm assuming different entrepreneurs operate differently, but this is how I flow and this is how I work. As much as I work at my job, when I'm coming home, I'm working harder for myself. And it's like for me, the work that I'm doing in my business isn't hard. I love it and I enjoy it, but I know the effort, the amount of time that I'm putting into is far more greater than anything that I'm doing at my job. So that gives an inside look into just all the time. And a lot of times, like I'm looking at my eyes in the videos, because I'll go back and you have to rewatch them so many times with you just editing the video. And then once it gets published, I at least look at it at least maybe about twice. And so I'm looking at it and I'm trying to look at it from, okay, what did I mess up on maybe? Or what could I have done differently necessarily? Because I don't even think there's really a way to mess up, because the whole thing is an experiment, especially if it's just like a 30-day challenge. So knowing that I get the opportunity to experiment, that's what I do. So I'm giving you the behind the scenes look and I get to experiment with different types of looks that maybe I can produce. Number four, you get to share more of your personality. So on my channel, there's not a whole lot of space for me to be as goofy as I am in my normal life. Like as much as I crack jokes, you know, you can sprinkle some in here or there, but when somebody's coming for specific content where they are just wanting to get point one, two, three out of there so they can move on, because they're trying to learn to do something so that they can go and actually do that thing. They're trying to figure out an answer to something so that they can actually go out and do that thing. And when you have that happening, they're not really so interested, because at that point, that's not content that's created for the community. That's just maybe general broad information that's created for the community. So the Friday live chats is something that, you know, I came up with because I wanted there to be different times where you can actually connect with me live, ask any questions that you want live, and I can cover different specific topics, go in depth with them, connect more with the different community members. So the conversations that we've been having in the actual descriptions, not description, but in the comments. We can bring that into actual vocal, have some vocalization to that. It's not just text. It's an actual conversation in real time. So, you know, I get to bring more of the personality, more jokes, more just myself. And it's not like I have a list of jokes, but, you know, just there's just those general quirkiness and things like that. So you get to share more of your personality. And that's needed if people are going to really connect with you because they want to know the stuff. Just like when I think about things that I would say or things that I want to say and you're somehow your mind and your mouth get mixed up and you say something else. You're like, where was I going with that? You know, just something like that, just to know that it happens. Because one of the things that I've gotten is that when I'm talking to somebody, a potential client or somebody that is that they're curious about something, the thing is that they'll say, you're so good on video, so natural, you're good at it. I'm like, well, great, thank you. And I'm like, well, I don't know if I can do that because I don't see you ever mess up. They're like, well, here's the thing. When you have done as many videos as I have done, I've done over 400 videos that I have shot, produced, recorded, edited, and uploaded myself, whether that's to a Facebook group, whether that was for my online courses, whether that was through different videos that I uploaded to my channel, eventually got rid of because it wasn't consistent with the narrative of the channel. And, you know, it's like, but overall, and that's different platforms, over 400 videos, probably before the year is out, over 500, probably. I'm just losing track at this point. And then by next year, probably over 1,000. I don't doubt that. So I don't think I'll do a vlogging challenge next year, but we'll see. But the thing is that, you know, you get to share more of yourself. You're showing up more, so you get to share more. You get to talk about different things. One of the things that's been most uncomfortable for me was the one video that I talked about in the previous podcast where I was frustrated. And the thing is that I don't wear a mask. But if you thought that there may be one, just so that you're aware, you know, in that episode, you see there is no mask. There is the same person that you get that's giving you the business tip, the tax tip, the community building tip, the, you know, YouTube and video tip. It's the same person that got frustrated, same person that gets annoyed, same person that's tired, you know, same person that's all those things. So I get to share more. It's like, okay, you know, like, or this is what I do when this happens or whatever. But you just get to share more of who you are and really get to connect with people deeper so that they can see that you are a normal person. So when I showed I think it was about 2 episodes ago on the Vlogmas channel, so maybe about day 9 or 10, where I'm, you know, showing my recording process of just to do one quick video. I don't have a script. I have an idea of what I want to say and what I know I want to say, but I don't have any paper up. I don't have a teleprompter. I don't have anything like that. And you'll see me record and record over and record over, you know, several different times. And it's just like, okay, come on. All right. We got this. All right. And I'm starting with different openers. I'm like, I don't like that. It didn't feel natural. I want to try something different. You know, you see me go through the same stuff that you will probably go through when you're recording. I can get through it faster. I know what to expect from myself. I know how to push myself. I know how to bring out what it is that I want. I know how to get that message to come across through video. I know how to make it seem as if that was a one take deal when I'm going through and doing it, not get exhausted through the multiple takes. Because I've done the video so many times. And so through that, you get to show more of how you can persevere and how you can do all kinds of stuff. But a lot of different personality, just different variances of your personality that you can share through doing a vlogging challenge. Because you're showing up every day. And every day something's going to happen. It's only one thing that I actually cut out of the vlogs. And that was when I was sitting at my desk and I got a call from my mom because I was just recording it, thinking to speed it up like a time lapse, but I recorded it so that I could grab the camera and bring the audience into the conversation of what was going on or into that specific moment for what I was typing up. And in the midst of that, I got a phone call from my mom telling me about my cousin who's, you know, been put into, I believe it's hospice now. And, you know, is going through some severe challenges with brain cancer. And it's not looking really good. And I started talking about the different books of why I've read the different books that I have and how when you get ready to do something, life will challenge you. It's Leslie Odom Jr., who is part of, I always get it messed up and say Leslie Samuel, but it's Leslie Odom Jr. And he's the guy from Hamilton, the play Hamilton, phenomenal Broadway play, phenomenal just audio program. If you've never listened to it, it's available on YouTube. And, you know, he says in an interview that I was listening to, and he says, when you make a decision, life will bring something to the table, bring something to you that'll ask you, are you sure? To make sure that you're certain that this is what you want to do, to make sure that you are confident in the direction that you're going, and to make sure that you know that this is what you want to do. So life will come to test you and ask you, are you sure? Okay, I'm in the midst of doing literally the biggest project that I've done in my business thus far, that is for, you know, going to be involving new customers, new clients, but just a new course. And this course is different and all kinds of things, i.e. the Entree Insiders Video Academy. And my focus solely has been on that. And because the M50 is going to play such an integral part of that, you know, it's like that theme of, when are we getting the camera back? What's going on now? What, you know, like that, they said, what's going on? You know, just like this constant theme in the vlogs. Okay. That's something that I have to deal with. But then too, again, all these frustrations, the, you know, challenge of hearing the news about a cousin of mine that I love and, you know, have been close with. But, you know, you have to deal with that. And life will come to ask you, are you sure you want to do this? Can you stay focused on this? How bad do you really want it? How bad do you really want this? What are you willing to endure for this? And I was just thinking, it's like my journey of total entrepreneurship from day one of being involved in any kind of business whatsoever, i.e. my start in network marketing, from the time I was 22 to now I'm 30 years old, it's been 8 years. 8 years. But I can tell you that in those beginning years, especially with network marketing is hard. It is hard because you for the first time get exposed to all of your belief systems and how it will impact you in business. And so you have a lot of work to do. You'd be surprised. You have a lot of work to do. And so it's only since I've really started this coaching business that all of the pieces are falling into place. But it's been an 8-year journey. So when they say overnight success takes 10 years, I get it. You spend so much time working on yourself, getting through your habits, getting through the challenges, getting through your emotions. I quit on myself so many times, it's pathetic. You know, it's like I quit for a day. I quit, you know, it's like I quit because of this or whatever. And, you know, it's like those early days is just like you're challenging your belief systems that you've had probably since birth, that you picked up from your parents, that you picked up from your teachers, that you picked up from your siblings, that you picked up from everybody who's not trying to do any of the things of what you're trying to do or what your purpose is in life. And now you're creating the ones that you want. And now you have to execute on them. And then life happens to us all. So now you have to set your sail and force yourself through the storm of life. So with that, fifth point, you get uncomfortable, but you connect deeper with your audience and your true fans. And so it's through sharing those different points, the people that consistently show up, and not everybody's going to comment. Let's do this. I want you to understand that just because people are not commenting does not mean that they're not engaging and that they're not watching. If you completely got zero views, then that's one thing. But daily content is hard. It's hard. It's a challenge for sure. And knowing that, everybody's got to get to it in their own time. And some people wait until the end of the week if they have whatever that's going on, and then they'll catch up. So I'm finding that to be so with the vlog. So it's not an immediate, like, as soon as I upload kind of thing. Unless it's maybe a specific time. It's like, oh, let me see what that's about real quick. And then they have to catch up. Because those are some of the messages and emails that I'm getting. Man, I'm really loving these vlogs. I just got to catch up on some of them. You know, just like, so I get it. It's a lot. And that's not what I'm used to doing on my channel. So you guys are used to, you know, Friday live chat, one or two videos through the week or something like that. And that's probably it. But, you know, we'll get through it. Only a few more days left. So, but you get uncomfortable. You know, like I said, all these challenges I'm talking about, these are uncomfortable to deal with. But there is always light at the end of the tunnel. There is always a new level. There's always something new. So it's just part of the process. And so in just a circle of life type or life cycle type scenario, type thing. When you think about vlogging from that perspective and these different 5 points that I've mentioned, you grow a lot and you grow a lot with your channel. I'm surprised. Like, I'm getting so many notifications now of people that are subscribing to the channel. Like, I was getting them before and the channel's been growing really, really well. But I figured that vlogging might hurt my channel. Vlogging may hurt the consistent theme that I've been doing on the channel. Vlogging may hurt what I want to share in the future or whatever. And I kept thinking, like, man, should I just quit this challenge? Should I just delete these videos and, you know, unlist them and take them off the channel? And just wait until, you know, the M50 comes back and, or, you know, really start producing some other content until the M50 gets back and just move on from there. You'd be surprised. Engagement, the amount of people that are watching and watching it through, the video through. Just found out this morning that my YouTube channel overall, I thought, and this is another thing, so you know that you have to get over 4,000 hours of watch time. And you have to get over 1,000 subscribers to be able to turn on monetization for your channels if you want to do ads and stuff like that. And a few other things, I think, the different perks that they have when you reach certain milestones. But that's the primary one that has been challenging for a lot of people, is turning back on ads and getting to that point and getting those hours watched. Because you very well may get the subscribers easily enough, depending on what you're doing, what your channel's about. I have an education-based channel, so growth is typically slower in comparison to some other type of genre. But not only did I cross over to the 4,000 mark, I think the last time I saw it was like at 80-something percent. So within a day or two's time that I've seen it at, that it's jumped up over that. So I'm now at 4,700 hours of watch time on the channel in the last 12 months. That's accounting for. So, and the subscriber rate continues to go up. It continues to go up. Views spike up and down again with the spurts of what's going on and what videos people want to catch up on. Which ones they may like more than others. But the views and all of that stuff is just, is really radical. It's really radical to watch this whole experience happen. And that not only did it help my channel grow, but I'm growing as a creator. I'm growing as a creator because I'm experimenting and I'm doing things. And even in these last two vlogs, just trying out different transitions, trying out different scenes, trying out different stuff and all this other kind of stuff. So not only does it just help grow your business, but it helps grow you. And I can say that, you know, this first one of these first big YouTube milestones of meeting this requirement, and we're at 764 subscribers at the time that I'm recording this podcast episode. 764 subscribers, not too far off from 1,000. So more than likely we'll hit that. Will it be before December ends? I don't know, but we'll see. If not, I'm not really worried about it. I want some of the other perks that YouTube offers versus more than just the ads. That's not my concern, but it is nice to have hit those milestones. So, yeah, really cool. So, 5 ways of vlogging challenge can grow your business and grow you. So hopefully you have enjoyed today's episode, and be sure to leave a rating or review if you liked today's Entree Chats Daily. And don't forget to click on the link in the description of this podcast episode and leave your or click on the link to go and schedule for a 15-minute interview. And if you want to take advantage of that 15-minute bonus Q&A by doing so, then that's available also. Just to share your challenges, things that you would want to see in the Entree Insiders Video Academy. But with that, my friends, live with passion. And see you guys tomorrow on Entree Chats. On Entree Chats, enunciate daily.
Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe for more weekly small business tips and get free access to the basics to starting a business video training at startingyourbusiness.live or text the word leader to 444-999. And remember to live with passion.